For the second consecutive day, parts of Indian-controlled Kashmir remain forcibly locked down, and security forces are patrolling the streets of the troubled region. Authorities say they have adopted such measures to ensure that no further law and order disturbance takes place. Meanwhile, a general strike has been called by pro-independence activists to protest the killing of a teenaged boy in Friday's police action, and this has further paralyzed life in the region. Although a magisterial probe has been ordered into the killing, people of the region say they have no hopes, because probes ordered in the past have yielded no results. We talked to a prominent Indian rights activist to find out what happened to all those cases that government promised to probe.
Probes have become just a mere attempt to silence people and protest, which take place at atrocities committed by the security forces. Probes are ordered to placate the people, case something is being done, but nothing gets done.
Surprisingly, until now, not even a single security personnel has been punished.
Sources of impunity are many in India. One of the major ones is, of course, Armed Forces Special Powers Act, which gives the security forces the power to even take away a life of a person on mere suspicion. And with the guarantee that no prosecution can take place against them for any crime committed during when AFSPA is in operation without central government sanction, which is never given.
Experts say the onus is on New Delhi to maintain calm in the disputed region of Kashmir. And if India wants to lower tensions in the region, it seems it has to deliver justice in such cases.
Since 2008, more than 250 civilians, mostly young men, have been killed in police action during street protests in the Wali region. Despite pressure from international rights bodies calling for investigations, New Delhi seems to be unwilling to listen. Shahanabad, Press TV, New Delhi.